Hello and welcome to the Small Fish Podcast. Something for you to listen to in the few minutes it takes to eat your breakfast, sit in traffic on your way to school, or to wash up after tea. Today is question 13. Are school dinners good? Now this is a tricky question because everyone has their own taste. So what makes food good is personal. In our culture, we enjoy a huge variety, and you may well have a clear favourite. A full English breakfast, a homemade curry, a drive-through to the big yellow M if you're loving it, or your basic fish and chips. Whatever you love, we need to remember that having a decent lunch at school is important. Especially if you're a small fish, you will be using lots of nervous energy, meeting new teachers, making new friends, and taking on new information. So you are going to feel pretty hungry by lunchtime. Food is fuel in the tank for your brain and your source of energy to get you through the afternoon. So don't be tempted to skip it. Now, to avoid that, we need to feel confident that there is something we will want to eat. So what can you do? Many schools advertise their dinner menu online, so you can take a peek with an adult and decide if you are going to take your own lunch or give the new setup a try. If you choose packed lunch, make sure it's filled with things you like. Maybe pack it together the night before, so you can actually look forward to eating it, like a reward for getting through half the day in the big pond. One year seven loves her new school dinners. Here's Faye.
The food is better because the cooks are better. I like the variety and there's always healthy choices and vegetarian options.
It's great that schools cater for all diet options, and schools have smooth systems in place to make sure everyone gets fed. They might do this with a preloaded payment system, or your thumbprint, which you scan each time you visit the canteen. It's very easy, and teachers will get you set up during your first few days. But I think this episode hides a deeper question today. Perhaps it's not about whether the food will be good, but more about how we will spend our lunchtime. You're in a bigger place. There's quite a long gap between lessons. What if I'm the only one staring at my phone or with my head in a book, pretending to look busy, but really wishing someone would talk to me? Finn feels like that.
I will miss my primary teachers and the jobs they gave me, like lunchtime play leading, but I've heard that school dinners are better, which will help me halfway through the day. I'm a bit worried about getting lost in the new building, but I really can't wait to go.
So instead, we might want to ask, are school lunch times good? They can be daunting because the amount of people around, the noise of the dinner hall, all the jobs to remember, it can feel like swimming against a strong current where everybody else seems to know what to do. You will come across older students, wait in a queue for lunch, try to find a seat in a canteen, refill your water bottle, the list seems long. But if you feel nervous, my top tip is to stick together with some of your new class during lunch and find yourselves a quiet place to hang out. There, you can just gather your thoughts, ask each other questions or talk about how you are finding it. Remember, you are all in the new big pond and this is your unstructured social time. Hopefully, you'll soon feel confident enough to elbow your way through the crowds. Before we end session 13 today, here's your takeaway task. Think about how you will spend dinner time, not just the dinner, because this is a breathing space for you. Looking at the Bible, Jesus often enjoyed meals with others. In fact, it helped him to get to know them. It was a bit different when he met Saul. We've mentioned fish and chips today, so it seems good to return to the fish scales on the eyes of Saul, the man we met, if you remember, in episode 10, who disliked Christians, and who had seen a blinding light on the road to Damascus. He'd heard Jesus' voice, but couldn't see for 3 days, and he lost his appetite. Then, somebody called Ananias came to the house, explained that it was Jesus challenging him about his attitude, and prayed that God's Holy Spirit would help him. And the story ends like this. Immediately, something that looked like fish scales fell from Saul's eyes. He was able to see again. I love the fact he then had a bite to eat and regained some strength. Perhaps we need to change our view of school dinner times, and not just the dinner. So until next time, see it as a moment to look after you and get to know others. And you never know, as a small fish, you might even be doing that over a plate of vegetarian lasagna in just a few weeks' time. We'd love to hear what you think about the podcast, and you can join in the conversation on Facebook by searching The Small Fish Conversations and joining our group there. Thank you for listening, and please don't forget to share the podcast across your social media channels. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could give the show a rating or write us a review. This will help others to hear about the show and enable us to support more children who are facing the experience of life as small fish.